Well, in our last set, we wrapped it up with an album that picked up a Juno in 2018 from cellist Andrew Downing off the album Otterville. We heard Head Start, some solo work from lap steel guitarist Christine Bougie and vibes player Michael Davidson. Music from Montreal trumpeter Rachel Therrien before that. Her new album just released on Outside in Music. From the album Mi Hogar, we heard Mojo. And the set started with music from the pen of Stevie Wonder, a tribute album from B3 player Pat Bianchi, Something to Say, the music of Stevie Wonder, the track Superstition, guitarist Paul Boldenbeck, and drummer Byron Landum, and guest on that track, tenor saxophonist Wayne Escoffery. Hey, just a reminder, you're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. We're here every week with 2 hours of jazz, and if you can't stay for the whole show, or maybe if you're just tuning in, you'll find links to a podcast of this week's episode, along with playlist information, on the program's website, jazzboulevard.ca.
Let a rambler lead me. is a tailor. She sewed those new blue jeans. My sweetheart, he's a gambler, and he drinks.
Listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Singer Lucy Smith and House of the Rising Sun from an album that came out called Songs My Mama Would Like from the group Autumn in Augusta, music recorded in Chicago. The duo of vocalist Deborah Martin and synth player Eric Wallow before that from their album Between Worlds. We heard Gathering at Sunrise, an album honoring and invoking the spirit of American Aboriginal culture. Canadian cellist Zoe Keating before that, from her album Into the Trees, we heard Flying and Flocking, someone originally from Guelph, Ontario, now based in Vermont, an artist that works solo, using computers to develop layers of loops. And the set started with music from drummer Manu Keshe, his self-titled album off ECM Records, the track Walking by Your Side. Niles Peter Mulvar on trumpet, Tor Brunberg on sax, and Jim Watson on the B3.
Thank you. Thank you.